All right, welcome back to another episode of Birmingham Live. We are live in Birmingham. This is Casey.
And this is Bill. And so another week. Another week.
And the dog's drinking water.
The dog is drinking water in the background.
Oh, well.
Can probably hear it from here. But, yep, we always end up starting with the weather. But, hey, 10 days from now. Is it 10 days?
Well, that's around roughly. That little, yeah.
Yeah, daylight savings time. Saturday night, March the 7th into Sunday morning, March the 8th. Get to move the clocks forward. We lose an hour of sleep, but extra daylight.
Yep.
Time to start exercising in the afternoons, walking and all that kind of thing. And got Easter in 45 days. It's April the 12th. Actually, and then we're only roughly 110, 115 days away from the beginning of summer.
Yep, summertime. That'll be nice when
and everybody be complaining
back
about,
about the heat and probably no rain, like always.
Yeah, everybody be complaining about the humidity, but yep. Anyway, so, we always got to talk about the weather.
So. Yep, kind of this cool thing this week. People may have seen that Apple's CEO Tim Cook was in Birmingham.
And oh, boy.
Yeah, he was unveiling Apple's support for EdFarm, and it's a new educational incentive in Birmingham, so it's supposed to equip educators and communities and people like that in Birmingham with different tools to help us make us competitive in different areas of tech and coding and stuff that's above my head. So kind of cool to see him and the mayor and a lot of young people that were.
Is it for
together.
Young people mainly? Do you know? Is it?
Well, it's kind of I think help starting young. It's a kind of like an educational incentive. So
maybe so.
For younger people, I think help get tech more involved in schools and things like that, more useful, not just
education,
Facebook,
and,
but how to actually code and. Things like that people are going to actually be able to use and make careers and jobs out of. So that was cool having that big name in Birmingham this week. Also, kind of with that, the McGuane Science Center is doing their Beaker Bash this weekend. I think it's actually just a one-night event. Kind of cool to get the kids involved. They're going to have some bigger-name meteorologists and things like that there and all the way. It said that learning things from how light works to how snowflakes are made, what they're made of, and things like that. So kind of from the realm of technology to the realm of science.
Both of those are over my head.
Yep, so kind of the science of how things work. And so that's fun for the kids and things like that to go to. So.
Yep, and while we're downtown, again, more and more events are downtown, which is a sign of prosperity downtown. But so this weekend in Avondale, there's Putt for a Cause.
Mm-hmm. And like so, putt.
Yeah, like putt. So most of the businesses in the entertainment district there have a hole at their site. And so you just go from one venue to the next,
right.
I guess.
Yep.
And
kind of like
putt,
an all-day event type thing. You putt, it goes to different charities.
Yeah, it goes to charities. And
like
you
that.
Can just go online, just look at Putt for a Cause in Avondale, and you'll see information about that.
Yep. And then also, I actually heard about the Cottontails Village, heard about it again on the radio this morning. For a lot of people, they say once the Cottontail Village comes to Birmingham at the BJCC, then you know that
spring
is right around
here.
The corner. So
yeah.
I think they focus on Easter attire and food and all kind of things like that, but also springtime in general. So
that's one of those events, again, whether you're new to Birmingham or you've been here a long time, that's just one of those events you always hear about every year, Cottontails downtown.
Yep, so get all your spring gear, your Easter gear, Easter food ideas, all kind of vendors and things like that. So
pick out your dress, your Easter dress, Casey.
Yeah, I got me a nice one for this year. So, and then also you have the In Heroin Be Ham. So it's a charity event that started in 2017, and it's to spread awareness. I know last week we talked about, a couple weeks ago, the drug epidemic in Birmingham. So they have the In Heroin Birmingham It's going to be this Saturday, so the 29th. So another cool thing. It's on Leap Day, so I know there's some events going on Leap Day and based around that. So at Veterans Park in Hoover, they'll be having that, the In Heroin Beham event. And then speaking of Leap Day, I know there's, like I said, some different tournaments. I'll be playing in a golf tournament, so
yeah.
Hopefully we don't come in dead last.
Yeah, I'm a fair weather golf guy, so yeah, I mean, that, you know, you can play golf year round in Alabama, which is a good thing. But
I know my buddy Andrew listening in, he'll like that, but he's tried. But last time we went, I think I beat him on two holes.
Well, yeah,
but then he beat me by about like 40 overall, but two of them I got him on, so we'll see how that goes this
Andrew
weekend.
Andrew could definitely pick up some tips from you. There's doubt about it. And you know,
he was a professional golfer, played at the University of Baylor. So kind of cool. Right. No, he's listening in, so I want to give a shout out to that. He gives us some ideas from time to time too with the podcast. So if y'all ever have any ideas or things that y'all want us to talk about or make sure we talk about events and charity fundraisers coming up, make sure y'all let us know. So
yeah, we'll give it a plug here. Again, I keep bringing up the Bulls every week because I've just gotten into this hockey thing. The Bulls are back in town this weekend, Friday and Saturday, and Saturday night, I'm real tempted to go because it's onesie night.
Yep.
So if you wear your onesie.
You got too many to choose from, though, so.
Yeah, I know. I was asking Casey today, what's a onesie? I mean, are overalls, coveralls, a onesie?
No.
He says no. It's like a, I don't know. I don't even want to go there. But the Bulls will be back in town in 2 weeks and then in 3 weeks. So they've got about two more rounds back in Birmingham after this weekend if you want to see the Birmingham Bulls before
they wrap up. And then we get into some other sports like baseball, things like that coming up. So
SEC baseball.
So that's all coming up. And I know, obviously, about to start March Madness with the basketball tournaments coming up. So
yep,
obviously, Auburn will be in that. Probably not Alabama at this point, but that'll be cool. And then looked a little more into the World Games that are coming, World Games 2021 to Birmingham. Talked
signs
about that.
Up everywhere.
Yeah, I talked about that some, you know, in the past couple weeks. And obviously, we'll deal with that more next year as we get closer to time. But did want to see kind of what all it was and how it's different from the Olympics and things like that. And they have some sports that are in the Olympics, but then some that are a little different. It says right now they have 30 official sports. So like archery, bowling, karate, handball, lacrosse, softball, sumo wrestling. So that'll be interesting. Sports climbing, wakeboard, water ski.
There's a sport for you.
Powerlifting, tug of war, and the sport for you, gymnastics. So.
What? No.
So all kind. That's just some. Wait, of the 30,
did you say tug of war?
Yeah, tug of war. Apparently, they got team tug of. I guess it's team or individual tug of war sports and all kind of other things in those categories. So it'll be kind of cool to see all that coming up. So obviously, we'll talk more about that closer to time. But big thing, like we said, happening in Birmingham for next year. So
that's right.
So. Kind of a lighter week this week, but still some pretty cool things happening with Tim Cook coming and some events and things like that coming up this weekend. So that is it for this week's episode of Birmingham Live, and we will see y'all next week live in Birmingham.